This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
We will start with the fat drunk out in Los Angeles last night.
Oh, man.
Sarcastic.
Well, it just Willie, because he probably doesn't know.
Right.
Boomer was really going in on Luka Doncic. And buying.
Calling him a fat drunk?
Yeah, essentially, yeah. He said he was drinking himself into oblivion was one of the things. I mean, he was buying all the stuff that the Mavericks were selling when they traded him. And
that one clip of Michael Finley pulling that beer out of his hand.
That was funny. That was funny.
I thought it was fine. Who doesn't want a beer after a good win?
Well, yeah, but I mean, it just shows you there might have been an issue there, but the fact that I mean, it just got funny. It got over the top.
Yeah,
you know, you would think that this guy was essentially John Daly as opposed to
right
Luka Doncic.
Well, Doncic pretty damn good last night. So was LeBron. Lakers beating the Knicks coming from behind.
LeBron to Luka. Luka dribbles left. 3-pointer by Luka. It's good. 5 straight points for Luka Doncic. Timeout, New York. Lakers 104, Knicks 99.
And that was Lakers radio with the call. That was part of Doncic's 32-point night. 12 assists, 5 steals. Lakers win in overtime, 113-109. LeBron James, 31 points, 12 rebounds. 12 assists. 12 rebounds, 8 rebounds.
Hello!
12 rebounds and 8 assists. I'm good. But here's the problem for the Knicks beyond the injury, beyond the loss, and that's the injury, which you guys obviously opened with Jalen Brunson.
Now James posting up Josh Hart. Gets to the far block. Leaner in the lane. Off the backboard, no. Rebound Brunson. Knicks want to push. Don't have numbers, though. Brunson crosses over anyway. In the paint. Foul called and a block by James. But 2 more free throws for Brunson, who just continues throwing his body at these Laker defenders. And this one's going to hurt. He fell down hard along the baseline. He is on his back and now rolling over in pain.
And that was Knicks radio with the call. So don't know the severity of it. Tom Thibodeau said hadn't talked to him, didn't have an update afterwards, but it certainly didn't look good. It looks terrible. I don't understand how the foot doesn't break when we see it going the wrong way like that. It's incredible.
I mean, that's nasty.
Well, let's hope that it didn't, you know?
Well, right. I think that
he walked,
at least
so that's
that.
A good sign.
True. Although, who knows with all those tendons down there.
Right.
It looks awful. In the loss, and the other shame of it was how great he played again. 39 points and 10 assists for Brunson. Here was Thibodeau again. No update on Brunson, but also acknowledging should have won the game.
The first 3.5 quarters, I thought, very, very good. So, obviously, we have to close out better.
And part of the problem was the way L.A. shot the 3 late. They were terrible with it early on, but hit a bunch of them in the fourth quarter and in overtime. This was LeBron. 8 straight wins now for the Lakers. What was the difference late in this game where you came back and took the lead and then wound up winning the game?
Defense gave up 15 points in the fourth quarter. You know, we hang our hats there.
You know, we wasn't shooting the ball well. We didn't shoot the ball well for quite a while, especially from the 3-point arc. But we had laid our hat on our defense, and then those outside shots started to flow.
And now the Lakers 40-21. The Knicks fall to 40-22. Knicks take on the Clippers tonight. Karl Anthony Towns was there, did play, didn't play great. He had 12 points on 3 of 13 shooting. Did have 14 rebounds. More on him coming up in just a moment. In Brooklyn, the Warriors, or rather the Nets, gave the Warriors everything they could handle. Matter of fact, they went up 27-5 to open this game. But in the end, too much of the stars.
Butler, played by Cam Johnson, right corner. Out to Curry, right wing, catch and shoot three, and it's good for Steph Curry. He's got 31. 7-point Warrior lead.
Kind of like LeBron, ageless. He wound up with 40 points in this game as the Warriors wind up winning 121-119. Jimmy Butler had 25 as well for Golden State. Now I take you to before the game, and this is on the Draymond Green podcast, which maybe recorded the day before, but this did come out. He was talking about why Karl Anthony Towns, why he thinks or heard Towns didn't play against the Warriors when they played the next couple of nights ago.
But yeah, they said Cat ain't play because Jimmy came into town, and you know him and Jimmy had the infamous practice in Minnesota.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so
what?
That's the thing. I don't know.
Don't know. Well, after the game, Green was then asked about Towns missing the game for the other reason, which we now know was the funeral.
What's the circumstance?
Apparently, he said he was at a funeral for a family friend.
Oh man, that's unfortunate. I'm sorry to hear that. That sucks. But my comments that I made was what I heard was this. And that's what I heard. So I do, send my well wishes to him and his family.
Mm. All right, so that's fair. Then he goes
who
on.
Who did he hear from?
I don't know.
Sources. I mean, maybe Jimmy himself.
Maybe.
That just was like, you know that he took this off because he didn't want to see me. You know, I mean, and then just Draymond just recklessly threw that out there. You know,
I think it's easy to say, well, this is what I heard. Who told you that? Who told you that Big Cat missed the game because of Jimmy Butler?
Well, he's also, you know, antagonizing like he's done his entire career. He does it physically. He does it mentally. He does it emotionally. This is what Draymond Green is.
I'm a fan of the bully. I get it.
And then goes on to just discuss how death happens and we have to all deal with it.
It's inevitable. We all experience death in one way or another. And we'll all experience it in the same way one day. So it's unfortunate. You never wish that on anybody, but the Draymond Green show with Baron Davis must go on.
A little plug for the show.
Amazing.
Yeah. So that was interesting. Warriors 35-28 with the win. Spring baseball, Yankees lost to the Twins 8-4. You had all the stuff yesterday with Luis Hill, 3 months latch strain, Giancarlo Stanton, the PRP injections in his elbows.
Oh, see, that's what it was, PRP, because C-Mac told me he got PCP injections. I thought that was extreme.
That would be extreme.
Yeah, very extreme. PCP, not still a thing, I don't believe, right?
I don't
know. That's old school.
Man. Yeah, it is old school. Like in health class in 7th grade, they told us about PCP and people jumping off of bridges and stuff, and they would take it because of hallucinations, and they'd look into the mirror and their skin would melt off their face.
That's angel dust, right?
Straight yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's the stuff that you lace the old school marijuana with.
Yeah, I mean, that was like in the 70s.
Yeah.
And it carried over into like 90s health class stuff, and I think it's gone now. I believe that it is. I don't know if anybody's...
Well, apparently it's in Giancarlo Stanton's elbows.
Yeah, well, yes, according to CMAC, yes. Yeah,
PCP right now, baby. Yeah. It's dark times for you.
In both elbows, yeah.
Yankees, Blue Jays tonight. You got Marcus Stroman making the start. The Astros beat the Mets last night 5-1. Here was Carlos Mendoza. Brandon Sproat through the first couple of innings. Gave up a run. I think it was 2 runs, actually. Here was Mendoza on what he saw.
I thought it was good. Threw strikes, stay on the attack. Got swing and misses on the changeup. The sweeper was good.
All right, so there you go, the sweeper. Edwin Diaz was out there for the first time this spring. Did not look so good. He says maybe just a little too fired up.
I think I was a little bit excited today. That's how I feel. Like I was rushing myself to home play, so I wasn't able to stay on top of the ball. So I was side to side. I was cutting my fastball to third base side. I think that's my takeaway. I think I was missing a lot with my fastball today.
There you go. Well, it's a good thing it's only March 7th today, so everything's fine.
He hasn't been right since the knee.
No. I mean, he didn't get back to his dominant self from the year prior, but I thought he was pretty good last year. He was good enough.
Yeah.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.